Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe with the juice that he was pouring? Because it sounded to me like he thinks they're going to go down there and beat him.
Well, PA does that. I mean, listen, PA.
He's only worried about Alexander and Hughes. That's his only worry. Right. I think they got a lot more to worry about than that.
Look, can the Vikings win the game? I mean, of course they can win the game. They need a lot of things to go their way. They need a very bad day from the New Orleans offense. They need their D to play outstanding. They need Dalvin Cook to be himself, because he's always hurt too, right?
Right.
I mean, that guy's always hurt.
I guess he's good to go now.
Right. Well, if he's good to go, then he needs to carry the rock. He needs to get the job done. I just think that they clearly, the point spread says it also, they have the biggest chore this weekend. There's no doubt about it. PA knows the Vikings better than anybody. There's no doubt about that. But this is a tough chore for them on Sunday. This ain't going to be easy. They need things to go their way. They just, flat out, they do.
Mafia, do you buy the Vikings on Bourbon Street?
No, I don't. Because as good as Dalvin Cook can be when he's in there and actually has his legs under him, is healthy, it's going to come down to this. When you're playing the Saints, you either have to get up big on them, which the Vikings are not built to do. Their offense is more of a, run, and then, okay, now we'll throw it, play action, trick you. They're not a high-scoring, high-flying offense. They are a slow, plodding offense. That doesn't work against the Saints. Only way you beat them then is if you slow them down and turn your offense up. And the Vikings can't do that. If it comes to it down the stretch, they're going to have to throw the ball. And when you give the ball to Kirk Cousins, I don't care what PA says about, well, he didn't have good teams in Washington, or he didn't have Dalvin Cook for this game, or this. The guy doesn't get it done in big games. We know this. And I think it's going to come down to, once again, the ball being in his hands late, him having to throw the ball on just about every other play because they're coming back and running two-minute drills for the last 5-6 minutes because they're down. And he's going to blow it and throw the interception, or going to throw the big incomplete. One way or another, he's going to blow it again.
So you think he'll blow it again, no matter what?
I think it's going to come down to his hands, because they're going to try to slow down Cook, or they're going to get up big and make you throw. And when that's the case, Kirk Cousins is going to blow it.
Carver, do you believe Kirk Cousins is a choker in big games? And do you think that Drew Brees is not, because he's won Super Bowl and he's won a lot of big games?
He's won a billion playoff games.
A billion.
Look,
so
Kirk Cousins, he's won zero. He never gets it done in a big spot. I would never, never wager any kind of money whatsoever on that man in any type of a playoff situation. I think that there's more to this game than just the Vikings aren't going to win because Kirk Cousins isn't good. Would it help if he was a little bit better? Maybe. Or that he could get it done in a big spot? Maybe. But I think that the Saints are just so much better than the Vikings in so many other areas that it's not going to make a difference. Will that be one of the things said after they lose on Sunday? Well, Cousins lost again. It will. But I think they're going to lose for a lot more reasons than just that Cousins sucks in a big spot.
Do you believe that he had talked about these big play guys for the Saints, Kamara, it goes on and on, Thomas. They have all these guys that, make big plays, that they're going to be, that's going to be the storyline at the end of the day, that there's too much of the Saints big play star players performing at a high level for the Vikings to be able to stop them, particularly when they got their secondary wiped out with injury.
I do, because it's not just that you have to focus on the big play guys. It's not just Kamara and Thomas, and if you slow them down, the rest of the guys can't do anything. Drew Brees will find just about everybody else that's on the field. If you have a jersey on for the New Orleans Saints and you're on the field for an offensive play, unless you're the offensive lineman who can't catch the ball, he's going to somehow get the ball in your hands in a big spot and you're going to produce. I mean, look at all the guys that have done things. How often and how well they use Taysom Hill in various things, whether it's the wildcat, whether he's catching the ball, whether he's blocking as a tight end. Like, the guy does everything for them. Or the other Hill at tight end who's got big catches for them. They find guys, left and right, even guys you didn't even know were on the team sometimes, all of a sudden they get a touchdown in a big game because Drew Brees knows how to spread the ball out. Sean Payton knows how to create chaos on that offense. And they score one way or another. And we talked about last night with Edelman. Can slow him down? Can they double team him and shut this guy down? It doesn't matter where you double it. Triple team Michael Thomas. Somehow the guy still ends up with 10, 12 catches every game. You know, you saw that with how many, you know, he broke the record this year for single season receptions. The guy gets his no matter how you cover him.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive through and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.